The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, not everyone gets to be so proud of their parents that they can create a show based on their lives, but that's the case for the son of Johnny Cash and June Carter. John Carter Cash joins me now. Hello, John.
Yes. Good morning for me, and I suppose happy noonday, however this ends up. Maybe it'll be on later than that. We'll see.
It's 10 a.m., and we are live and delighted to speak to you about the ballad of Johnny and June, because it's coming to the Bord Gáis Theatre from the 31st of March, running to the 11th of April, John. But you have a bit of a, and you and your family have a special bond with Ireland, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was just in Ireland, you know, just not long ago, starting the promotions for this show there. And but yeah, I remember coming to Ireland when I was very young. I think I was here before I was 2 years old. My father, of course, had a great love for Ireland. The first time that he went there, as he was coming down through the clouds, looking out over the land and looking at a map of Ireland, he wrote 40 Shades of Green, you know.
Incredible.
And that, he's had people tell him, Irish people tell him that that's an old Irish folk ballad. But he actually penned it himself.
And he had a great friendship as well with Sandy Kelly.
And I love Sandy. I just produced some music on her with her son, Willie, a few years back. And so, you know, I saw her not too long ago. And she did some great recordings with my dad, too. But we were all over Ireland on a tour with her a couple times, I believe.
Now, so much has been said about your parents, so much written about them, the very famous movie, of course, as well. But you are the guardian of their legacy, and I'm sure you would agree with that statement, would you?
Well, I try to. I mean, you know, I mean, I do a lot. I produce music, I write books, I'm very active, but I try to, you know, to be sort of safeguard, their legacy as my mother and father's love in particular, because I'm the one offspring from their union, even though I have five surviving half-sisters, lost one sister. But anyway, I'm very much in touch with trying to make the right decisions and whatnot surrounding their legacy. And you can't do everything right all the time, but I'm blessed to be able to put things together like this play that's coming up for you guys. I think you're going to love it.
And what is the story that you're trying to tell in the ballad of Johnny and June?
I mean, it's my mother and father's life, particularly in my father's life, I suppose, but it's their love story. And also it's the full spectrum of my dad's life. Like the Walk the Line film leaves off in 1968. This is their entire life that goes all the way through. And there's never been, you know, something on stage or screen that has been a dramatization of their entire life. And so, you know, it goes through the 80s. My dad struggles then with, you know, family and his addictions, and then his triumphs, and my mother, you know, going into the studio, recording her albums. My dad recording the music with Rick Rubin at the end of his life. So it goes all the way through their lives.
And there's this narrative in the movie, certainly, that your mother saved your dad from his addictions.
Think so.
You don't think so? tell me about that.
No. Well, I don't know. I think she was definitely there to help support him and to be there, you know, love him, especially through no matter what, starting in 1968, when they got married. But my dad, if he was going to get better or change his life, he had to want to do it. You know what I'm saying? And he had to be the force behind the changes and making the decisions of what he did on a daily basis. And, in 1968, he totally changed his life. He made a film called Gospel Road. He went on the road with family. And all through the 1970s, he was a pillar of familiar, appropriate life. You know, I don't know. He was a great father. Mm-hmm. And, there's a lot to their relationship. And of course, there's ups and downs. There's the struggles that are there. But it shows the ultimate triumph.
His reputation, and tell me if you agree with this, that people who aren't overly familiar with his story would think about Johnny Cash and think he's a tough guy. You know, he had some raw edges. But you say he was kind, forgiving, and passive as a parent, to a fault.
Yeah. Oh, he was. Yeah. He would let me get by with anything. And yeah, he was. But, you know, I mean, he was very loving. And, you know, he would always know that if he was on your side, he would always be there to love you, first of all. And I saw him that way with so many people. And yeah, that's the man that he was. And people that knew him well knew that. That's who John R. Cash was. And he grew up, you know, with great values in southern United States, with great family values, valued hard work. I mean, there's a lot to my parents, and especially my father and mother. Their love for each other is something that lasted. You know, I had somebody ask me the other day, what's it like being the product of the greatest love affair that ever was? And I said, you weren't there, were you?
They had their ups and downs, like everybody.
Yeah, no, right? they had their ups and downs. Now, but their love did survive, mm-hmm. You know, through to the end of their lives, and I think it's beautiful.
Yeah, on that theme of you having a normal life, you know, I love that story of you. Were you in your teenage years when you had this heavy metal band and you would practice with your friends at home, and your parents are sitting there having to listen to it? But they didn't seem to mind the noise.
They just turned up the television. Mm-hmm.
There was no pressure on you, John, was there, to follow in their footsteps or to play an instrument?
No, there really wasn't. They would have supported me if I wanted to be a fisherman, and maybe did at some points or another in my life. But they were very, very loving. One thing about this play that I didn't see coming, after I did all these interviews with the writers, like three 6-hour interviews, they came to me and said, listen, we want to make your character be the one that in the play breaks the fourth wall with the audience and guides the audience through the entire story, mm-hmm. and will sing the theme song on stage. And I was like, oh, okay. And I really didn't see that coming.
How did you feel about that?
Oh, you know, I love it now. I really, you know, I was a little apprehensive at first, but now I love it after I saw the end product. And the actors that I've seen portray me, they're all really, really good. I haven't seen the actor, for the show there. I wasn't part of picking the performers there, but I was back in the States, and I'm sure it's the same criteria. Mm-hmm. It's going to be great. You know, this is going to be really good.
What has been the response to the ballad of Johnny and June? What do people say afterwards when they've seen it?
It's very good. I mean, I think a lot of people walk out, of course, with some tears in their eyes. I mean, it's there's a sadness to the story. But I believe that you know, people feel uplifted in the end, that you get a sense of hopefulness. And that's what I hope people feel. That's what we were attempting to create, and a lot of people have walked out feeling just that, and it has gotten really good reviews.
Mm-hmm. And your life then, you told us earlier that you were involved in many things, in production, in music, in writing, and so on. How do you describe what you do now with your life?
I don't know. I have an album out right now that came out a few months back called Pineapple John, and I have a music video for the song Pineapple John that's coming out here in about a month. I'm still, you know, kicking and doing my own music, but I'm a producer most of all. That's where I've made my stand, you know, as a, in my profession. And I've produced music for 30 years now. And, I recorded Loretta Lynn more than I have anybody else, you know, the country artist, who passed away a few years ago, but I recorded, 100 and some songs on Loretta Lynn. So, I mean, I've done
working with Loretta. Mm-hmm.
Yep, working with Loretta Lynn in the studio, yeah.
She was an incredible talent, John. Yeah. I was fortunate enough to go and see her homestead, which is open to the public. But what a story. I mean, that woman was... I said your dad had a reputation for being tough. She really was tough.
She really was, too. And you know what's something, too, and we haven't really gone into talking about this much, but tell Ireland, you know, Loretta and my father were related. I saw the paperwork and saw how they were. Yeah, she is an ancestor of Moses Cash, just as I am, and so we're related. Yeah,
incredible. What do you think the link is? And I've asked this question so many times over the years, between Ireland and the sort of country music that Loretta did, and your father and June, of course, as well. We love it here.
The tale of real life, you know, and the songs of the heart. And I think, you know, we gathered a lot from you. That's it in the United States. It's a lot of our music that we've created, especially the traditional music from the Appalachians, you know, it's back in the, you know, 1920s and 1930s, a lot of the guitar styles and whatnot, a lot of the song forms, the melodies, that was coming, you know, from the British Isles and Ireland. And so we've gathered a lot from you guys, and we're of the same heart, you know, in the south of the United States, I guess, you know, in these songs of the people. I don't know. I love Irish music, you know. everything from Zombie to U2 to Sandy Kelly, right? I love it all. And so I've had a chance to be getting close contact with some of it, and I'm blessed.
And we still appreciate the gift of 40 Shades of Green from your family as well. So we'll take that. And The Ballad of Johnny and June, which, just to remind people, it's on in the Bord Gáis Theatre in Dublin from the 31st of March, which is coming up soon, and runs until the 11th of April. John, it was so good to talk to you. Thanks for taking the time.
Hey, I'm really glad to talk to you. I'd love to get back on your show again sometime.
Thanks so much, John Carter Cash.
The Clare Byrne Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.